means that I get to stretch my legs and lay down on your lap. Right? But you're home kind of early, aren't you? Weren't you supposed to be on a date right now? You look kind of sad. What's wrong? Oh no, not again! That's the second time this year! Oh, I'm so sorry. Here. I'm gonna give you some face rubs. So always make me feel better. Sometimes they make you feel better too, right? Oh, I wish I could take all the pain away. I hate seeing you sad. Come, sit down on the couch with me. And I'll hold your hand or something. And besides, I suddenly realized that there's something I should probably say to you. Yes, sit down. I need to say something, okay? And I want you to know that I'm saying this with all the love in my heart, and which is so much. But you need to stop going out on dates with girls from Tinder. I'm starting to think, well, just, that's now 3 times. 3 horrible, awful relationships where they dumped you on a date and then sent you home. And it's just, I can't watch you go through it anymore. It makes me sad to see you so sad. And they're not nice girls. Nice girls would treat you better. You big dummy, you're not alone. You're not gonna be alone. Just... It was necessary, okay? I've wanted to do that for a while, and it emphasizes my point. Nice girl would make you feel all the little tummy flutters that hopefully you also felt when we kissed just now. You did, didn't you? Look, we've been friends since we were little. And we went to school, we went to college together, there's no way you didn't notice. I got asked out on plenty of dates. I mean, how could they not? I'm a cute cat girl, but I never went out on more than the first one. I didn't want to, because, you know, there was you, and I'd so much rather spend time with you, you know? But it never seemed like you saw me the same way, and it's okay if you don't. Really, I'll continue to be your friend and give you lots of, you know, lap curls and face rubs, and we'll continue being friends, but I just want you to know that if you ever did take a chance on me, I would treat you so well. promise. What do you mean you didn't think I liked you that way? Do you think I let anybody else scratch me behind my ears and... For heaven's sake, we moved in together. I almost thought that we were dating and we just hadn't talked about it. But then you started going on dates with girls from Tinder and I realized that I was being presumptuous and I probably should have asked. And then there were no kisses and there were only very paltry cuddles. I want more. You big dummy. I want to treat you so well. Kissing finally. I want to do so many naughty things to you. Do you want that? Okay, no, sit back. You've had a hard day. Let me take care of you. I think you'll like what I have in mind. Because the first thing is getting you undressed. Shouldn't wear pants after you've had a hard day. You shouldn't wear underwear either. That's just my personal professional opinion. Look, I've got to take the catgirl puns where I can get them, right? If I don't make them, somebody else will, and they won't be nearly as delightful. That's what I've been looking for. Let me just run my hung along your cock. Taste you. Your scent. Your taste. It's even better close than I imagined. Is this okay? Do you mind if I suck and lick your cock? If I play with it with my tongue? I've been imagining this forever. Love having you in my mouth, teasing you, playing with you. Of treating you better than any girl ever could. Especially any human girls. Cat girls are devoted. Affectionate. Independent. And oh, so needy at the same time. It's wonderful, I promise. Touch my ears while I suck you. Brr. That feels so good. Keep rubbing. I would love to ride you. Can I? Please? Perfect. Just perfect. You know, the other great thing about cat girls is we always have to wear skirts to accommodate the tail. So, all I have to do is slide my panties down. And you can see how wet and ready I am for you. Shirt's coming off so you can see my tits bounce. But I think it's a little naughty to keep the skirt on, don't you? I've been saving myself for you. And I'm so happy I did. And it finally is happening. You just lay still and I'll take care of everything. Oh! Yes. Sinking down onto this cock, finally. My best friend's dick. Finally getting the fucking that we both deserve. I'm gonna take care of you from now on. Okay? You're mine. All mine. All mine. No one's gonna hurt you ever again, or I'll scratch them with my extra claws. I'm putting my paw down. No one gets to make you cry ever again. Yes, I'm gonna take care of you. Especially because it seems like not only are you the sweetest, most wonderfulest boy in the whole entire world, even though you're totally clueless and haven't gotten any of my hints that I've given you over the years. And also, your dick feels really, 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 really fucking good, so... Yeah, you're definitely all mine now. Let me put my hands on your chest, give myself some leverage so I can really... can really slam my hips down into your cock. Really take you as far inside of me as I can. Make sure you're fully sheathed inside of my hot, wet, tight little pussy. It's enough to drive a cat girl crazy. You big dummy, thinking you're gonna be all alone, just as if I haven't been right here, thinking about you, wanting to take care of you, waiting for you. I need more kisses. Because I'm gonna come all over your cock and show you how much I care about you. Are you all mine? I promise you'd be mine and they let me care for you. Take you on cute little dates. Hold you when you're sad. Make you smile, please. Please. That's it. Please. Come inside me. I just want to curl myself around you. Sorry, I bet my tail tickles. No? You make me feel so good. I'm gonna take care of you from now on, okay? The way you deserve. And you're gonna take care of me, right? So we'll look out for each other. I'm not saying perfect again for you just because you asked me to. Although I guess I just did. You tricked me. Give me more kisses. You know what I just thought of? I can't wait for... It's embarrassing.